U.S. Customs officer sent to prison for helping Gulf cartel move drugs. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on July 21, 2022. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer will spend 10 years in prison for his role in helping drug traffickers get loads into the country in exchange for bribes. This week, 48-year-old Oziel Cantu went before U.S. District Judge Michaela Alvarez, who sentenced him to 10 years in prison. Cantu pleaded guilty to one count of bribery of a public official in April 2021. The case against Cantu began in June 2020, when he worked as a CBP officer at the Far Reynosa International Bridge. Federal authorities suspected Cantu of having contacted a cartel to offer his services in moving drugs. While court documents do not identify the organization, the dominant cartel that operates in the Reynosa Far area is the Gulf Cartel. In August 2020, an undercover agent pretending to be a cartel member contacted Cantu through a messaging app and planned to smuggle 40 pounds of cocaine in exchange for $15,000. The undercover agent was told to put a red hat on his dash so Cantu could tell him which lane to use. Soon after, a second undercover agent contacted Cantu to carry out a second smuggling operation. Federal authorities arrested the CBP officer when he was expecting to get paid. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.